Hello, and welcome to Conscious Hoofbeat. My name is Dr. Pamela Maynard, and I am passionate about guiding lifestyle horsewomen on their journey to inner health and wholeness through online educational programs, presencing groups, and inner health circle. Before I get started, I just want to remind you that when you join the Conscious Hoofbeat for Empowered Horsewomen Facebook group, you can get a free audio that shares one exercise you can do right now to be more present with your horse. My experiences in the horse world vary from horse showing, working for a very large horse publication, volunteering for equine-assisted therapy programs, and so much more. And what I found over the years is there are so many different belief systems and opinions, and I feel that people are searching for ways to resolve their most recent pressing issues with their horse, and many jump on the bandwagon with the latest, like, Road to the Horse winner, or whatever the current trend, or whatever they feel is most popular that everybody's talking about right now. And despite all of the different perspectives and opinions on training, breeding, and horse care, I feel the answers actually lie within ourselves. And our horse knows more what is good for him or her than we actually do. This is why I believe it is so important to embark on a personal journey of inner growth, self-discovery, and compassion. Obviously, compassion for the horse, but also compassion for ourselves. Today, I want to talk to you about compassion. The 14th Dalai Lama explained that genuine compassion is based not on our own projections and expectations, but rather on the rights of the other, not taking into account whether another person is a close friend or an enemy. As long as that person wishes for peace and happiness and wishes to overcome suffering, then on that basis, we develop a genuine concern for his or her problems. This is genuine compassion. So basically, compassion is defined by the desire to alleviate the suffering of another. I believe that this is one of the many reasons why some people rescue horses and others pamper horses, because we want to alleviate any of their suffering. Self-compassion is the extension of compassion to oneself in instances of perceived inadequacy, failure, or general suffering. So, I have to ask you, have you ever felt like you failed a horse or rode inadequately? I know I have. Every time I've had to put a horse down, I would beat myself up over things that I thought I could have done differently or better, and maybe, just maybe, that horse would still be alive. And I can't count how many times I was at a show and a horse missed a lead or something went wrong. And of course I did not feel adequate. Dr. Kristen Neff is one of the world's leading experts in self-compassion. And she defines self-compassion as being composed of three main things: self-kindness, common humanity, and mindfulness. Beating myself up is not self-kindness. Feeling inadequate is not accepting my common humanity. And when I doubt my actions and the results I get from the horses, then I probably am not being mindful. I have observed that us lifestyle horsewomen don't have any problems with having compassion for the horse. But I often find that we are so devoted to the horse that we don't take the time to take care of ourselves. We have that genuine concern for the horse and making sure the horses are cared for that we tend to deny the same nurturing to us. So let me ask you, What would it look like if you started a practice of self-compassion? What if you gave yourself the same loving kindness that you gave your horse? What would that look like? Would you still beat yourself up when you didn't win that blue ribbon? Would you be more accepting of your humanness and when you make mistakes? Take a deep breath. Inhale that in. Exhale it out. And just allow yourself to sit with these questions for a while. And when you're ready, I invite you to join the Conscious Hoofbeat for Empowered Horsewomen Facebook group. Get a free exercise you can do right now to be more present with your horse. And let us know how your relationship changes with your horse when you start practicing self-compassion. Until next time, enjoy your horse.